The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with headlines.
Jason, I'm going to say this, and I told Jesse this, and I think I texted you this. You were really good. Like, legit in this acting set, and I don't know where your head's at. I was not. I am not a great actor. I've told you that. Although there's one scene this year I'm going to crush, I promise you. You were good. As I don't know, can we tell who it was? What now?
We can. Well, let's play it for everyone to see, and then we will reveal what the movie was because the contest is over on our social feed.
So over here, I got you, Jordan Love, and then I picked up Josh Jacobs for you, and you know, you also you might need a couple extra kickers, so I got you a couple of extra kickers too. Oh, and Murphy said that some teams like the Colts, who don't have a good quarterback, think it's important to have a really good defense, so I got you one of those, too. I've spent the last 2 years getting you a bunch of great wide receivers and tight ends, so we should be able to win by 14 this week.
It's mine?
Yes, sir.
Never had one before.
What, a team all to yourself?
A defense.
Yeah,
I really got dramatic.
Well, you have one now.
Oh, my God. That ending is so good. That is so good. Jason Ader.
Jason Bullock.
For those who have never seen the film or have only read the book, that is The Blind Side.
I would have never known, and I've watched that movie a bunch, I would have never known from that scene that that was Blind Side. Never.
Tausch, I think you're selling your acting short when you were just nodding your head.
Oh, but playing the role dramatic of defense answer was my best part. A defense. Yeah, and then Jason finished it like a champ.
Yeah, you've got a bright future. All right, so if you would not have gotten that movie from that scene, what exactly is the Academy doing then in choosing the iconic scenes we're acting out?
I don't know. That's the beauty of this. There's a lot of ups and downs. I don't know. I really thought this was your finest hour as an actor so far on this show. Like, don't you think?
His only actor on
Well, you sure. have one now. He really thought he was a sommelier. He, like, battled to get that thing so that he could be a sommelier.
It was very well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing what I can to help the team. All right. So that count. I'm still trying to familiarize myself with this. So that counts as your headline?
No, I have mine. I'm gonna join in. You guys are doing your written headlines.
Oh, you have an independent headline.
The traditional headline.
The traditional headline. And if I may, I am ready to go. And I think this is really good. You guys ready?
We're ready. Yeah.
Hawk Tui.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Goody not blindsided by Love injury. Willis Bridges QB gap to win Packers home opener. Or not.
A
lot going on there.
There's Hawk Tui.
The Tuis that hosted.
Yeah, Tui.
I don't know if you guys understand.
Yeah.
Hawk! Because Jason's been obsessed with Hawk Tui all week.
Jaw-dropping headline.
Definitely not obsessed with her. okay.
What does that mean? Is that you poo-pooing then?
I think there's more to that story, and I'll leave it at that.
Do your own research.
On what?
Her. The lady.
On Hawk Tui? No, yeah. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the headline.
That's hard to follow.
It's the Tuis. I don't think
Whoa,
you understand what
Nelly.
I don't like what I'm hearing.
I don't even know what you're hearing. So,
I hear the sound of your jaw dropping, apparently, is what I'm hearing.
I'm not even talking about Hawk Tua.
It's Hawk Tua. Nelly.
I know. Okay. Well, will
Great
it
headline.
Be Jordan Love? Or
that's good.
Malik Willis, it doesn't matter because the Packers blindside the Colts at home.
Yeah.
24-10. There you go.
Nice.
Jesse, what do you got? So
I'll take
Matt Flynn.
I'll take the or. Colts beat Packers in surprising offensive showcase at Lambeau Field. I think the Packers are better on offense than we think they will be with Malik Willis, but I do think the Colts win the game and the Packers start 0-2, and we're concerned
what
come Monday.
You're a total hater.
Okay.
They don't have their starting quarterback.
I understand. I'm not mad at you.
Very fair. All right. That is it for headlines. Tausch, you're going to go play some golf.
Going to go play a little golf, yep. Great show today, huh? What a show.
You're going to avoid Matt Flynn, who we're going to get to 15 minutes late because we're very considerate of his life. We will let him know that you're mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him.
Disappointed.
Disappointed in him. Why you're boycotting this segment. And we will talk to Matt Flynn coming up next. Want to remind you that Fleet Farm is your best place to find the best power tools from all the best brands. Check out their huge selection of hand and power tools, storage and accessories from brands like Milwaukee and DeWalt. Shop the best brands and power tools and more at Fleet Farm. And Fleet Farm's free outside yard pickup is an easy and convenient way to get all your everyday essentials. Simply place your order online and they'll do the shopping for you and have it ready to pick up in 2 hours. Pick up everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. Matt Flynn scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
So Tausch likes to say things are IPT, right? In poor taste. So when one of your good friends and former teammates joins your show out of the kindness of his dumb old heart because Wilde asked him to join, is it IPT to leave and go play golf when the guest is coming on the show? And, by the way, because of you, is coming on late.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you didn't want to get to him on time. And then you leave. You ghost him. Well, we're going to find out because joining us now, the greatest backup quarterback in Packers history, which I don't know if he views that as high praise or not, it is our longtime friend Matt Flynn on Wilde and Tausch. Matt, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am just now hearing that Tausch is ghosting us, and that's a bad look on him, I think.
So he's claiming that you were a no-show for this players-only thing that he did during the game on Friday night last week. Is he lying about that, or was there a miscommunication? What kept you from joining him and City and TJ and the crew?
Well, there was no miscommunication. I just never confirmed I would 100% be on. I said if I could, I would, but I had some house guests that evening and people I was entertaining, so I couldn't jump on.
All right, well, you're going to be entertaining people now, too, because you're on our show, and you did confirm that you would join us today, and we appreciate that because I've been using your name a lot, and you know we had a great relationship when you were here. I loved talking to you. You were always helpful, and not only that, but when this team needed a backup quarterback to come through for them, which wasn't very often during the Favre and Rodgers era, the one dude that did was Matt Flynn. So, if Malik Willis calls in right now to the show, being the avid listener to the show that he is, knowing that Matt Flynn is on, and he says, Matt, tell me, what do I need to do? What's your advice? What are you telling him?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I knew my phone was going to blow up this week for some interview requests or some radio spots. Jordan Love went down. It's like clockwork these days when that happens. I'm going to spare you and your listeners like the cheesy coach speak of you just be the best Malik that you could be and be the best quarterback you could be. It's one of those things. You're as a backup quarterback, I know what he's feeling. He's feeling a lot of nerves right now going into it. You're an unproven guy to the average viewer. At this league, you're kind of unproven to your teammates a little bit. Obviously, you've shown what you can do in camp. You've shown what you can do in practice. You show them every day. But there's always a bit of an unknown. And as a backup quarterback, that you're one of the few spots in all of sports that never like has to prove your worth until that something unfortunate that nobody wants to happen happens. And then all of a sudden, you have to go out there and perform. And I remember nerves when, you know, before my first start in New England, and then even my second start against the Lions, like so much nerves because you're kind of out there saying, all right, they think I'm good. I've shown that I'm good in practice, but I've never proved it in a game. So basically what you're doing is you're fighting, you're playing for your NFL career on your first start, your first couple of starts, because now you have to prove you're here for a reason. If the quarterback goes down, I have to go in there and stabilize the offense, stabilize the team, get us some wins. I don't have to go out there and be Superman or anything, but you have to prove to everybody that you're a good backup quarterback, right? And that can step in and start or step in and fill in. And those were the nerves. I remember going in that first game thinking, all right, if I don't go play well, and we don't give our team a chance to win or be in the game, like that's pretty much probably my end of the line for me as an NFL quarterback, because I just proved that I can't be a solid backup quarterback. So those are the nerves going to his head this week, I'm sure, because that's what the thoughts that I had looking back on it. You try to ignore those thoughts and just try to go execute and do the game plan and make your plays, get the ball to your playmakers. But yeah, I'm sure he's got a lot of nerves in that aspect. He probably would never admit that till, you know, what is it, 15 years since my first start. So 15 years from now, probably that, but yeah.
So the reason, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you is because I do think there is a little bit of a comp to 2013, because, you know, you've gotten the contract from Seattle, and then they draft Russell Wilson. I'm sure you've made your peace with it, but I was a Matt Flynn believer, and I would have liked to have seen you get the chance to be the starter there, especially since...
What? Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have not made your peace with it. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. So then you bounce around a little bit, you're with the Raiders, and then for the Packers are lucky, right? Because the day that Aaron Rodgers, this wasn't good for you, but the day that Aaron Rodgers breaks his collarbone, the Bills release you. And a week later, you know, they're able to get you back. But you had still been out of the system for a while. And unlike Malik Willis, who will have 19 days before game day of being in the Packers system, at least there was familiarity for you coming back to it. Nevertheless, coming in and then playing almost immediately, how was that for you in 2013? Because, again, you saved the season with the way you played.
Yeah, the timing worked out really well for the Packers and me personally, probably more me personally, just because of where I was at and kind of bouncing around at the time. I'd gotten released from the Raiders a few weeks before, and then I was went to Buffalo Bills for 3 weeks. DJ Manuel had gotten hurt there as a starter, so they just brought me in to, you know, be an extra guy just in case. And then as soon as DJ Manuel got activated again, I got released on Monday morning, and then I was out to eat with my wife and some of the offensive linemen up in Buffalo, and we were watching the game, and that was the game where Aaron broke his collarbone. So, you know, I kind of saw the writing on the wall, probably what was going to be happening. And then,
So did you guys interrupt dinner, and were your now ex-teammates with the Bills saying, they're going to call you, they're going to call you?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'll put it nicely that we were out at dinner. We were actually just at a bar. having some cocktails. And so, it was everyone kind of looked at me, and then I was like, well, I guess I'll probably be headed to Green Bay next week. So, it was a little bit, there were some different nuances, different wrinkles, a couple different verbiage. You know, every year, you know, things get added onto the offense, but when it came down to it, it was the same offense basically that I had been familiar with for 4 years. It's funny when you go from team to team, but one of the hardest parts of learning a new system is trying to forget the old system.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily enough, I hadn't forgotten the old system. I loved the system that we played, the offense we played, and you know, just I kind of fell right back into it. Now it took a little bit, just from like I said, a couple of different wrinkles we were doing at the time, but it was a big advantage for me just because I had it and that Malik won't have this week. But, you know, that's the job, man. That's the job we sign up for. That's the job we hope for. And, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, being an NFL backup is a pretty envious job, but this is part of it. You have to learn an offense quick. You have to be able to adapt to it. You have to be able to know where your outlets are. And yeah, I think the game plan this week is probably going to be get the ball out of his hands quick. You got so many playmakers at wide receiver in Green Bay. You can tailor make a backup quarterback friendly game plan that gives your team a chance to stay in it and win it at the end. You know, as a Packer fan, I wouldn't go hope that you're going to blow anybody out, but you want the opportunity to be in a game in the fourth quarter. And with the playmakers that Green Bay has, that should always be an option.
All right, Matt, two more things before we let you go. One, you obviously want players to always be playing at 100% effort and doing everything they can, but I have to think that the guys around you who, look, I know how well-liked and beloved you were with your teammates, but they knew that you were the backup. So did you get the sense that guys rallied around you during the week going into New England after you came back in 13 as well? Did you get the sense that guys really said, all right, we believe in this guy, but we got to elevate our games to make it easier? Did you get that sense, or is that not what happens?
Good question. I think that you will. I mean, at this level, everybody's a pro, right? So, you know, there's not a whole lot of, you know, until you get to the playoffs, there's not a whole lot of, like, you know, just extra effort for, I mean, how do I put this? There's not a lot of, like, win it for the Gipper type deal. Let's play extra hard for this guy because we know everyone's going to go out there and execute their job the best way they know. Mm-hmm. Now, there's always going to be some sort of doubt in people's minds when there's a new person playing the quarterback position. That's the nature of the quarterback. That's the most important position in all of sports. He's the only person that touches the ball every single play, besides the center, I guess. He's the only person that his voice that everybody hears. He's the one making the calls. He is the, you know, like it or love it, he wants the job or not, he's the leader out on the field. And mm-hmm. So that's, anytime there's somebody new, there's going to be doubts. But I think that if he can show success early, I think it's just going to make people more confident, But, some of my best friends were playing on the offensive line when I was playing. And, yeah, I'm sure they were blocking their ass off for me just because we were buddies, right? Mm-hmm. But blocking any better than they did for Aaron? No. But, you know, it's just hopefully he's got that rapport with the guys. You know, what'd you say, 19 days, 18 days? Yeah. He's been there, which mm-hmm. is just not – time, but those guys are pros, man. They're good. It's a good football team. And I think if he can just show success early and show his teammates that he can do it, they can be in the game in the fourth quarter with him at quarterback, yeah, I think they're going to play really hard.
All right, Matt, last thing so we can let you go because you made time in your schedule for us and then Tausch blew you off. Uh-huh. We're really deep on Wilde and Tausch at right tackle. Right, we've got Tausch every day, except when he leaves when you're supposed to be on. We got Bulaga on. Across our ESPN Wisconsin team, we've got Jarrett Bush, so we've got a defensive back. We've got Gary Ellerson, who's a former running back. We got Mark Chimura, a former tight end. We've got Brad Nortman, a former punter. We don't have a quarterback. What are you doing these days? I know you're busy. You got businesses, and you got fatherhood, and everything else. Do you have a media component to Matt Flynn Enterprises, and can we negotiate maybe some regular appearances, whether Tausch is here for them or not? We need quarterbacking insight. This is the most quarterbacking insight we've gotten, well, since Aaron Rodgers stopped calling us and went into the darkness. What do you think? Can we get some negotiation going to have you join us maybe once a month?
So let me get this straight. Live on air, you just offer me a job?
I did, yes. That's how highly I regard you. I don't have that authority, but Jesse does, and I think Jesse's totally on.
I don't know. I have to get my people to talk to you. We're tough negotiators around here.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, man, life is great. I do have some little time. I'd love to get some sort of something going with you guys. I got a lot of quarterback insight. Some of it's good. Most of it's bad. but you know what? I can give it hell. But yeah, we're busy. I got father. I got businesses. I'm doing a Mile High Hydration down here. We're actually kind of crazy busy right now because after we just had a hurricane roll through Louisiana here. So we're been getting orders shipped out and everything for our National Guard, first responders, everybody trying to get people back up to power down here in Louisiana. So, yeah, we're in it deep right now.
Well, I know you've had a lot of success with your hydration and everything else. We just we're always rooting for you. And, no, I don't have the authority to hire and fire. But
we could have him train with Hunter next week, and he could run the board for a couple of our shows coming up. We can get him started that way and go through the clearance process. Yeah, if that's okay, Matt.
In the producer's room. Yeah, exactly. And then, hey, if one of our hosts isn't able to go, you go to the backup. And the greatest of all is our friend Matt Flynn. Matty, you're the best, man. Thanks for answering my text. We're really glad we got to catch up with you, and we appreciate you a ton, pal.
Fellas, have a great weekend.
That is the fantastic Matt Flynn, who, by the way, would be great for us to give us insight.
Be the best version of Matt that he can be every time we call his name to get in there. Yep.
I'm not going to give you the coach speak, and he nailed it. That's exactly what the coach speak would be. You can take it to the bank that we're smarter now because we had Matt Flynn help us explain what Malik Willis is going through, and you'll be smarter if you make the switch to Associated Bank. Not only do you get Packers checking where you get Packers debit MasterCards, you get Packers checks, and you get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. You also will have the opportunity to maybe do some fun stuff with the Packers and Associated Bank. There's some conversations going on that I'm part of, and maybe that'll come to fruition. You also get the best customer service in the industry and early pay where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early thanks to early pay. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. And abbreviated Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for a very short... Well, is it technically Whoa Hunter or Whoa Nelly? We'll find out together now.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
It's Whoa, Nelly! Oh, surprise!
I was really looking forward to Whoa, Gerald.
I do want Hunter's participation in this version of Whoa Nelly today, because it's not only Whoa Nelly with the loaded show we've had, it's the weekend preview as well. 5 games on the football docket this weekend outside of our big local games, Alabama, Wisconsin, and of course for the Packers and the Colts on Sunday. Which one of these games is most compelling to you, and which one of these games are you going to find a way to take a nap and catch your breath because of the fun weekend we have in store? Colorado State is the compelling game in prime time, 6:30 Saturday night on CBS. That was one of the most watched college football regular season games ever last year when it was on ESPN. We'll see if they can replicate some of that success this year as Deion Sanders and the squad 1-1 after a bad loss last week against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. It's funny how every network is putting Colorado in primetime here when they get a chance to early in the season. Mm-hmm. Then the NFL slate on Sunday, 49ers-Vikings. Noon Sunday opposite the Packers game on CBS. That's in Minnesota. Chance to go 2-0 for the Vikings. 49ers playing on a short week coming to a noon kickoff from out west. Bengals Chiefs, Burrow versus Mahomes. 3:25, the marquee afternoon game on CBS with Jim Nansen. I don't know, Jim. Tony Romo on the call. Bears Texans is your Sunday night football game. Interesting. Or any of the pennant race baseball this weekend. Milwaukee Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks. A definite possibility of being a first-round wild card best 2 out of 3 series for the second consecutive year. Yes, like it looks very likely like those two teams could meet in that scenario if the Brewers don't pass the Phillies for the second position behind the Dodgers. So, Jason, which one of those stands out most to you this weekend?
Well, the Packers have a noon game, which means I'll usually be done writing by the time Sunday night football is in probably the second quarter or so. So I'll get to watch that for sure. Look, Caleb Williams did not play well in his NFL debut. He's the .5 was closer than I think anybody thought. I think he finished with 93 passing yards in the game. So I'm definitely curious to see how he plays. I did take Jesse's advice last night, and it is fun to tune in to the West Coast games when the Brewers are on. Brian Anderson was on the call last night. Was it Vinny Rotino or was it...
Dillard was out there.
Tim Dillard.
Tim Dillard, yeah.
I only caught a couple of innings, but it was fun to watch that as well. And I love San Francisco, so it was fun to see that. But, the playoffs picture is heating up. I'm definitely intrigued by that. I don't have a whole lot of interest in Colorado.
I feel like
guy.
The shine has worn off there. Yeah. Hunter's a big college football guy, though. I'm curious what he picks. Hunter?
I'm out on Colorado. I really don't care. Plus, there's a possibility I'm going to get a new tattoo at that time, so I definitely won't be tuning in.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's what Whoa Hunter should have been. I don't care about the weekend preview. What are you getting now?
The tattoo shop I go to is doing a special walk-in flash event on Saturday, so I'm gonna have 40 designs to walk in on, and I just pick one of the 40, and that's what I get, and I go with it. So don't really know exactly what
I'm
getting.
They just have like 40 on the wall, and you just walk in and you don't know what they are ahead of time, and you're just like, I'll take that one.
Yep. And then I just tell them where I want it, and they do it, and that's it.
How far away are you from Post Malone territory or Jelly Roll territory?
I have been given very specific instructions by my wife. Nothing past my wrists, so no on the hands, and nothing above the neck. So okay. I won't ever look like them. Everywhere else, though, is fair game, and I will probably take advantage of that. Okay. Even though I hate it in the moment, I really love having tattoos. So there will be more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesse's speechless, which is great. You should talk about this kind of stuff more often.
Whoa, yeah. Nelly! I could never.
That's all we have for Whoa Hunter, which was way better than Whoa Nelly.
Can we have him draw the trivia winner? I did trust him to draw the trivia winner.
Cheese
Fry Helmet didn't. Have Chrissy do it.
No, Cheese Fry Helmet didn't
right
leave the castle. Yeah, she can draw, sure. That's good.
And
that'd
it
be
is
on
our
video
Monday
for...
winner, Dwayne in a big truck.
Dwayne! I had a feeling Dwayne was going to win it this week. I had a feeling. Nice win, Dwayne.
It's great to see us upgrading our producer work inside the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios today. All right, we'll wrap things up like we wrap up every week. Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
It is Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Tausch is already out on the course at TPC Wisconsin, supporting what is our Feel Good Friday. And that, of course, is the Greater Bucky Open. Now, it's too late to play. You missed the virtual toy drive. Maybe you could still make it to the Madison County concert that they've got later today. You can check out greaterbuckyopen.com to find out more about everything that they do. But more importantly, you can go there and support them. There's a donate button right there at greaterbuckyopen.com. You support not only the UW Health American Family Children's Hospital, you also support Bucky Badger student mascots as well. And who doesn't love Bucky. All right. That is it for us. Jesse, you look great. I can't wait for you to host the pre- and post-match of, like, a University of Wisconsin golf tournament or something.
I do look cool here,
it
don't
looks
I?
Amazing. Like,
yeah, this is fun. I should
it's
do a volleyball pregame here.
Looked. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
all right.
Awesome.
That's it for us today. Thanks to Matt Flynn. Thanks to Rob Domofsky. Thanks to Joe Thomas. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.